Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Can you hear me?
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We are. Glory to the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Bendito sea tu nombre.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Cover this line, cover the pastor, cover deaconess and her family and all the little lambs and all those that are here and coming.
Yes,
Father,
sir.
I ask you in the name of Jesus to put a hedge of angels, oh God. Father God, because your kingdom reigns, your word is the last and the only true word that is forever. Father, I ask you in the mighty name of your precious and holy Lamb that you would cover the sound waves, oh God, the communication, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would arrest and capture every single thing the enemy is trying to do. Father, your word will go forth because it's your word, and you commissioned us to put your word out there for others and point them to the direction of your precious and holy Lamb, Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you that today, Father God.
Thank you, God.
That you show yourself mighty because you are victory, and
thank
we
you.
Stand and fight from that standpoint for you to reinforce the victory that your Son already glorified you with his death and resurrection. Lord, today, right now, this moment, oh God, we ask you and we thank you in advance that all things are going to work together for good for those who love the Lord, who love the Lord and are called to your purpose. I thank you that you're putting all your generals, oh God, on point, that your word will go out, that it would fall on good ground in the hearts and minds and spirit, oh God, of your people today. People are excited to hear from you, oh God, not from us, from you, Lord, that your word will go on. I give you glory because I see your word is always making an impact, oh God. Father, I thank you for your word. We send your word, whatever your word is, whatever you're doing in this season, we give you glory. And we will stand and trust you in the name of Jesus, by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. We stand as adopted children. Father, we are earthen vessels to give you glory. All this communication is for your glory, is to put your word out, Father God, so that everybody could ask forgiveness of Jesus Christ, the Lamb that paid it all because you loved us so much. So we thank you in advance for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Bendito sea tu nombre.
Amen. Glory to God. Word of the Lamb Ministries welcomes you to Sunday message. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you all for everything that you've done and everything that you're getting ready to do. We magnify your name. We're just so happy to be here this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. As the woman of God has prayed this morning, amen, we truly know that we are in the right place at the right time doing the right things. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God for all those that are on Facebook and all those that are on our Zoom line and all those on our conference line. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. And we bless your holy and mighty name. And we thank you for everything and every individual that is there. Amen. Glory to God. And hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise this wonderful day. Amen. In the name and authority of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. To God be the glory. With all that being said, amen, glory to God. I would love for you to, hallelujah, listen to what the announcement has before them, amen, and listen to them intently as the woman of God has some things to bring forth, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Good day, good day, good day. Welcome to Word of the Lamb Worldwide Ministry. We are the official church without walls. Feeding your faith and thou wilt starve. Feeding your faith and thou wilt starve. We need to make doubt anorexic today. Amen. We welcome family, friends, and first-time visitors. We have weekly services, and you are invited. Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Bible study. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have prayer on the prayer line, where we will pray for you and with you. Every other Wednesday, we have our fun, fantastic fellowship time with the book club. For the book that we're reading and the times and dates that we're meeting, please let your fingers do the walking to our webpage at www.wordofthelamb.org. That is wordofthelamb.org. There you will find all the information. And once a month on a Wednesday, we have our men's ministry meeting and we have our women's ministry meeting or fellowship. And you are all welcome there. Also, every Friday, especially this Friday, we have an awesome guest this Friday, and I'm excited. Always excited about the word. We have a special guest. We encourage each and every one of you to put on your seatbelt and come on board so we can hear what God is speaking to our lives, our hearts, and our minds today at this time in this season. That is Friday Encouraging Word, where many times, like this Friday, we have a guest speaker. We also have Bible trivia, Bible games, Bible challenges, poetry night, you play write scripts. We have a whole host of wonderful surprises. You never know what's going to happen on Friday Encouraging Word, but you're always guaranteed a good time in God. So come on out and don't be a part of the I Should Have Been There Club. And every first Saturday of the month, we have First Fruit Prayer between the hours of 12 noon and 1 p.m. Giving the Lord God the first fruit of prayer of all that we have that belongs to Him. That is First Fruit Prayer, first Saturday of each month. And we have Unity Prayer. Unity Prayer is Monday through Friday. Three times daily, you can pick a time for just you and Jesus. That is Unity Prayer, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. And Sunday, you guessed it, right here, live on Facebook, Zoom, the podcast, and your favorite social media. We have Sunday Message with our own beloved Pastor Brian Bryant, bringing the word of God to the people of God for such a time as this. And we would like for you to know that every Sunday at 10 a.m., we have our Little Lambs Church for boys and girls. We do not live broadcast our little treasures, but they can all see one another, enjoy being taught that Jesus loves the little children. Why don't you bring your little lamb to learn about the great Lamb of God? That is Children's Church, Little Lambs Church for Boys and Girls at 10 a.m. every Sunday. And today, after this meeting, we have a wonderful meeting. I am giving you this reminder, and we will announce it again. All of those wonderful leaders and our Facebook technicians, please call in the line so that we can have an important leadership meeting that is being called by our own beloved Pastor Brian Bryant. It will be short, but it is necessary and required. So we thank you for standing in the place that God has given you as one of the leaders of the ministry. Also, we'd like to thank each and every one of you at this time and let you know to follow us on Facebook so that you can read and get in your own inbox on Facebook and other social media the upcoming events, which are so many, and we're excited for you to come and join and listen to the Word of God through different speakers and different events that we're coming up now during the upcoming summer. We'd like to thank you and those in Puerto Rico and Latin America for your generous giving. And at this time, we have for your convenience a QR code to sow a seed on good ground. We have there on your screen a text to give. That's a two-step process. Let us know on Facebook how that went for you. And we have my favorite link, which is the Give a File link. That is where you can do a reoccurring gift. You can sow a seed every month to the ministry for any amount that God puts on your heart. We thank you because a lot of those reoccurring gifts go towards our outreach programs of the book bag and other community things that we're doing for outreach. And you're not just reaching locally. You're reaching other states as well. So we thank you for that. Your sowing a seed into this ministry also helps with strengthening and enhancing and enlarging the communications that we use to gather more people to hear the word of God for now, for such a time as this today. We're living in a right now world. Also, we want to let you know that people in Latin America and overseas, they are listening. They are in tune to hear what God is saying now. So we want to thank you because you make that possible when you sow a seed and you partner with Word of the Lamb Worldwide Ministry. And we also would like to let you know that we have a button that is the Donate Here button at the bottom of each of our landing pages, and that will lead you to PayPal. All donations, love offerings are all tax deductible. And we want to thank you again for that and want to let you know that if you would like to send something in the mail, you can do so at P.O. Box 320391, Hartford, Connecticut, 06132. That is P.O. Box 320391, Hartford, Connecticut, 06132. If you'd like more information about church membership or being on watch, the pastor will speak on what is being on watch. Toward the end of our services, he will give you the details of that. But if you want to know more information about membership, you would like to do something for the ministry or donate something to the ministry, we are doing currently our book bags. So we appreciate anything that you would like to donate for the children under that umbrella. We'd like to thank you in advance for that. If you have a prayer request, all of these wonderful requests that you have to reach out to us and as you partner with the ministry, we would like for you to send us an email at wordofthelamb@outlook.com. Send us and include your phone number, and we will get in touch with you expeditiously. We'd love to speak with you. And if you just want to know, what must I do to be saved? Because God is knocking at the door of your heart. Please send us an email, wordofthelamb@outlook.com, and the pastor will get in touch with you. And if you are requesting prayer today, please stay tuned. You will see a number on your screen and on Facebook. It is 320-202-1110. The code is 940-792. And you can be directed there after service, and we will pray for you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your generosity, and we will turn these services over to our own beloved, Pastor Brian Bryant.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I just wanted to take the opportunity just for a second to let you know that next Friday, this Friday coming up, amen, we have a very special service with a woman of God. Sister Gaskin's coming, and amen. Glory to God. I'm asking y'all to be here, to be on here. This is the same, exactly the same line that you, the same place that you are on right now. Amen. Glory to God. We will be broadcasting exactly from here. Amen. Glory to God. I know it's going to be a Holy Ghost-filled time. Amen. And I thank you for it, and I hope that you come through. Amen. And be a part of it. Amen. In the name and authority of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And we bless the one in humble name of you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has been good, y'all. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm looking for people to talk back to me today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's all I know that you're there. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. How you doing, Sister Morales? Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. Deacon Steve and Deaconess Anita, Evangelist Outlaw. Hallelujah. Sister Shireen, amen. Glory to God. God has been good, amen. Glory to God. He can't tell me that he hasn't, amen. I don't know what you're doing, amen, but I know that we need to do some things to it, putting our mind and our hearts on him, amen, because God is that good. Amen. Glory to God. I was glad when they said to me, let's come into the house of the Lord. My feet have been standing by the gate, O Jerusalem. For a day in my court is better than a thousand elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. Oh, I thought about it in my way. I got a word from you today, amen, but I wanted to put things into an atmosphere because sometimes we need to be in an atmosphere that's going to be all right with us, amen. Come on, I'm looking for a talking back church today.
Amen.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I need us to get in our mindset because sometimes we just need to hear that one word. I think I said it to some people before, but I'm going to say it to you again. Amen. Every once in a while, you just need to just say out the word Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes you need to just say out the word Jesus. And I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes when we start to say that name, there's something that happens, amen. That ache and that pain, that problem that we have, those things that are going on, the places that we're going into, the places that we're getting ready to come out of, Jesus. Oh, I think about them right now. Hallelujah. There's some people in need of prayer, but Jesus. Oh, I have some individuals around here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That just needs to just hear the name of Jesus. They need to get an understanding of the name of Jesus. Some of us just need to call of him because he's the only name that you know that's going to save you from everything that you're going through. Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know about all, but I'm just talking about myself. Sometimes I know I need to have a little bit more of Jesus. Sometimes I need to have a lot more of Jesus. Sometimes I need to just call upon his name. Sometimes in the middle of it, you say Jesus. And for sometimes in the middle of the things you're getting ready to say, instead of saying it, you say Jesus. Amen. I need you to get an understanding that Jesus, hallelujah, is the name that is above all names. Oh, I feel good this morning, and I'm hoping that you do too. And I just want to let you know that I'm bringing you something, amen. Glory to God. I had something else before me, amen, but the Lord tapped my shoulder. Oh, hallelujah. He tapped my hand, actually, early this morning, amen, and told me to write. And so, therefore, that's what I did. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. While you were sleeping and resting, amen, God was still moving. Amen. Glory to God. I just want you to know that every time that we even have our mind closed off and sometimes we're not thinking about some things, sometimes we're trying to solve our problems in the mind, but God is always moving. Amen. And if he breathed the breath of life within you this morning, amen, meaning you got up, hallelujah, glory to God, whether you got up or even just opened your eyes, amen, glory to God, he's given you an opportunity to get some things right. Amen to the name and authority of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you a little bit, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions, but, you know, I'm not asking for answers. You know, amen. It says, I want to say, what does an overflowing blessing look like? Or you can picture what it might be to you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To some people, amen, it might be so much that they can't even count. And to some of them, might be thinking of waterfalls flowing all over them. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to ask you another question is, how can I get it? How can I get this overflowing blessing? Hallelujah. And then I want to give you this statement, amen, glory to God, that I want you to know that you got to fight through all of the trials that you've been through, amen. I don't know what everyone's going through, amen, but I know that you got to fight through the trials that you have been given, amen. God bless all those that are on the line, amen. For those even on Facebook, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. The sisters and the brothers who have come to visit, amen, from near and far, amen. Glory to God. I appreciate each and every one of you, amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. God bless you all. And I know now, hallelujah, Sister Bridget's on the line and Sister Miller's on the line, so you know I can preach today. Amen. Glory to God. First and foremost, amen, I want to give a blessing and a thought, amen, to Sister Gracie, amen. Glory to God that God will continue to be with her and strengthen her right now in her hour, huh? That you would overflow upon her in the name and authority of Jesus. I'd like to also, Father God, look upon Keith Thomas right now, God, and I'm asking you that you will touch both of them, Father God, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, Father. You know exactly what they're in need of. God, I speak healing into both of their bodies, Father God. And God, I'm asking you right now, God, that not only you move them from the hospital areas, Father God, but not only that you will bring them from a place that they thought they were going, but God, I'm asking you that you will send them home. And Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, that you will send them home because of the anointing that will move into them, Father God. And God, I'm asking this in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. These two people are on the mind. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what? We have to learn to fight. Amen. But if we're going to fight, let's fight from the overflow. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. If we're going to fight, let's fight from an area where we can be in. Amen. Glory to God. So let me talk to you just a little bit about it. That this is something I'm going to give to you. Amen. My title today is I'm Going to Blow Your Mind. Oh, that's what was given to me, and I'm going to write that down. Oh, Lord, you're going to blow my mind. You know, mine's already been blown because of all the things that he has did for me and around me and how he has brought me out of the darkness into the marvelous light, how he has moved me from the areas that I used to be into how I am. Amen. Even when other individuals might look at you and think of you as in some way, but you know that if you know that you know that you know that God has been that good to you, you'll automatically say to yourself, I don't care what nobody else got to say. I know that God has been good to me. Amen. Glory to God. I don't care what everybody else has in store for them. I don't care how they think about me. I just know that God has been good to me. Amen. And because he's been that good to me, amen, those who do know me, walking in the way that God has allowed me to walk, will know that I'm walking all right. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Oh, I know that I'm not perfect, amen, like anybody else up in here. I know I got issues like everybody else up in here. I know I got problems like everybody else up in here. But I know one thing for sure. I know who my Father is. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. I still need to talk in church, amen. You know, silence ain't going to get me nowhere, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I need somebody to talk to me, Deacon. I guess I'm having a conversation with you, brother. Amen. That's good to me today. Amen. Glory to God. I want to know some stuff. Do you have, hallelujah. See, I know that the Facebook people got me. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I know they got me. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for that. I appreciate you, each and every one of y'all. Now I can go ahead and do some stuff now. Do you have your Bibles with you?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Bible is the only offensive weapon that we have. Amen. Glory to God. You need to always have your Bible with you. Why? Because I say Pastor B, why do I need my Bible with me? Because you don't know what every word that comes out of the mouth, I might make a mistake, or whoever is reading might make one. But if you read it for yourself, amen, glory to God, you can always throw in corrections where corrections might need to be made. Amen, glory to God, because anybody can miss a word, and then it all messes up the whole scripture. But if you read it for yourself, you'll know it from the beginning and the end. And don't just read the part they give you. Read above it and below it. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Turn your Bibles, if you can, to James chapter 1. Amen. I'm reading from the English Standard Version today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you got it, say amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. All right. I take it that you do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, the English Standard Version. Amen. Glory to God. It says, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes and its dispersions, greetings, count it all joy. Oh, let's stop right here for a second. That's got a comma on it. Count it all joy. Let's keep reading. I want you to notice that. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. How many of y'all are going through some problems right now? And because you're going through some problems right now, it's causing you headaches. It's causing your people not to sleep. It's causing you trouble. You're getting all nervous and everything else. But the Bible tells you to count it all joy. Amen. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Oh, and I'm going to bring this point out to everybody. I need you to read this for yourselves. Amen. So that we can do some corrections in what we say. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete. Oh, let the Lord have his way in you, so you can be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. Oh, in order for me to get through the overflow, I got to ask God. I got to ask Jesus. I need to seek the Holy Ghost, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. Uh-oh. So the key to getting this wonderful wisdom that will keep you in the overflow, right, is that you need to ask him with no doubting, and to ask in faith. I know you got faith. But a lot of us have faith and doubt. Am I talking right?
Amen.
I need you to get an understanding, but it says here, as we go into it, verse 6, but let him ask in faith without doubt, with no doubting, for when the one who doubts is like a wave of a sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. When you're starting to doubt, you got all kinds of things going on. Are you one of those doubtful people? For the person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Uh-oh. Can't receive when you're in doubt of such nature. For that person must suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, meaning that he's thinking, I'm going to get it even if I'm doubting. He is a double-minded person, unstable in all his ways. Let the lower brother boast in his exaltation and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass, its flowers fall, and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his prudence. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. That means we've been going through some stuff, but we got to stay strong, because the body and the mind has already told us to be steadfast, because if you know that the testing of your faith that produces steadfastness, then it gets down a little farther to tell you that blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. But when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Amen? Y'all with me?
Amen.
All right, glory to God. I need you to be with me, but I need you to understand this next thing, because I'm trying to correct some stuff too. Amen. I'm going to blow your mind on this, because we say it sometimes and we need to change this. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. There's a lot of people out here in this world who will tell you that they're being tempted and God's giving them all kinds of temptational things, and that's not right. That's what the word said. I'm pointing out this word to you right here. James 13. James 1 and 13. But if a person is tempted, oh, come on, I want to let you know, I didn't say that temptation to tempted things weren't going to be. I just said that God ain't the one that's doing it. So that every time that you put that in your mouth, that every time you heard it being said, sometimes you have to learn to correct some people. They might not like you or find it even possible. Some of them ain't going to like me right now, because I'm telling you that you said it and you said it wrong. Why? Because I'm pointing it out to you in the Word that what you said wasn't right. But each person tempted, when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. So the person that's tempting you is not God, but is you. Or the evil one in you. Or the other part of you. But some of y'all, some of us, we got so many personalities, we got to figure out which one of them is being tempted. Amen. I'm trying to get you somewhere, because I want you to be blessed in this overflow. But I got to pull out all the other stuff so we can get to the good stuff. Then desire, when it's conceived, gives birth to sin. Amen. So when it's in your mind and it starts to want to give birth, amen, it becomes sinful. Mm-hmm. And when sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Amen. That means that when sin is born, it starts to grow. Amen. But it's not fully grown to a certain thing. Amen. That when it does, it brings forth death. Well, I'm trying to get you through the things that you might not want to get you into an overflow so we can get you into the things that do. Stick with it. Come on, y'all. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift, God, come on, and every perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Let's break down that one sentence. Every good gift and every perfect gift. A man can't give you a perfect gift. The only perfect gift can come from God. Amen. Glory to God. We can get good gifts from people, but God is giving you a good gift and a perfect gift. And it comes from above. Whom there is no variations, there's no problems, there's no issues. There's no changing, there's no subject to change. The word of God is the word of God. We might change how we deliver it, but we're not going to never change the word of God. Of his own, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be the kind of first fruit of his creation, creatures. Right? Knowing this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear. Uh-oh. I think I just messed somebody up right there, Deacon. Some of us are being, I'm trying to get you somewhere. I want to get you into the overflow, but in order for you to get into this overflow, you have to be quick to hear and slow to speak. Slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Oh, I want to stop here for just a second, just to talk to you a little bit, just to say this. Sometimes we got to be quick to hear what somebody has to say and slow to speak so it can settle in. We have so many devices and it's many things that we go out there and so ready to jump on the word of what they say to prove somebody wrong or right. But we need to hear every particular word so we can understand it all. And if it's after they finish speaking, if it's not right, you can let them know. Or if it's not right, you can get up and walk away. And it says, the anger of a man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Some of the things that we're listening to, some of the things that we're going through, some of the things that we're part of, you know that they're not right, but yet we still hold on to them. It can't get you into the overflow because you're on the other side holding yourself on. How can you anchor on both sides and still try to move in there? They call that right there lukewarm. Are you lukewarm today? Amen. Glory to God. It's telling us to look upon the implanted word, amen, that word of God that's always deep in there, that's always there and never changes. It's that same word that will save your soul, amen, and it comes with a price, and the price was paid by Jesus. Listen to this, y'all, because in order to get into the overflow, you need to let go of some other stuff that has been holding you on Amen. And get into that word and let that word penetrate into your mind, body, soul, and spirit. And it says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. Some people can hear the word, but they don't put it or apply it into their area. And I have to stop and say just this. Some of us hear the word. We apply half the word. The other half you don't apply. You can't be half worried. If I was to bring you to the store and you were to get some bread and it was half eaten, you wouldn't want it. If you brought a soda and it was half drunk, you wouldn't want it. So why would you try to bring half the word into your situation? Take all of it, even the parts that you surely don't care for, because it's going to help you in the end. Once again, it says 22, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. When we only listen but don't do, we're deceiving ourselves. Well, I want to get you into the overflow, and I want to tell you that I'm about to blow your mind, but in order for me to do just that, amen, I got to bring you into an area.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Check it out now. Here we go. For if any is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man that looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. I know each and every one of y'all looks in the mirror. Y'all have seen yourself. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and preserves, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Somebody say amen.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen again.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Deacon. If anyone thinks he is rich, thank you, my sister. Thank you. If anyone thinks he is religious, D, you got my coat?
Amen.
All right, glory to God. There's going to be some people over here. Don't be tuning out now. Somebody saying to themselves, what does God to do with me? Oh, my God, you don't know. Maybe I'm talking directly to you, or maybe I'm talking to the people in the room with you. Or maybe you have to repeat this to yourself sometime later on in life. But if anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
It's vain.
Ain't that something? It's the word of God. Amen. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this. Oh my God. Here's a list of some things that will help you get yourself into an area. To visit the orphans and the widows in their affliction. To keep oneself abstained from the world. I'm going to blow your mind in an overflowing blessing. Oh, this is what God was telling me this morning. See, the Bible tells us in Joel 2:24, he says that the thrashing floors shall be full of grain, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. God wants to do an overflowing blessing on you. For some of us, he wants to increase your wisdom and knowledge, but he wants to give you something that's going to make you wonderfully right with him. The Lord reminds us again in Proverbs 3:10 in the English Standard Version, then your barns will be filled with plenty. Oh, my God. And your vats will be bursting with wine. I'm about to blow your mind. You've been waiting on a blessing, and the Lord heard you. Oh, matter of fact, some of us been waiting on multiple blessings, amen, and the Lord has heard you. Mm-hmm. But I need you to put your trust in the Lord and in the power of his might, and I need you to stand on this, y'all. I need you to be renewed in this. I need you to come out of the darkness in this. I need you to move away doubt and fear and any other hindrances with this. Psalm 23. So you go on order to get into the overflow, you need to go out here and understand it. It's just not words, but it's something to practice. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Meaning I don't need to worry about anything because I know that I'm being shepherded under the Lord thy God and I'm living in the overflow. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I'm hard-headed, but he put me in a place where it's nice and comfortable for me, and he made it so that it'll be all right with me. He leads me beside still waters so I can drink freely and get my soul right. He restores my soul. Oh, he did everything before this to bring me to a place where I can do these things, but my restoration of who I am is always happening stronger when I'm in the overflow. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, I've got to be able to tell you that I can't talk to you like that because I'm walking with the Lord. I can't speak like that because I'm walking in the Lord, and I'm going to let you know that you're doing something wrong because the Bible says so, not because I'm trying to give you my opinion, because the moment that you ask me, I got to tell you what the Bible says.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. My rod, your rod, and your staff, they comfort me. Oh, I don't have to worry in the midst of it. I know that the evil one, I know Satan is trying to take me out. I know that my time is limited in certain things. I know that we're getting hit by sicknesses and diseases. I know that we got all these things going on around us. Amen. We got the evilness of individuals and the attitudes. I know that we got the spirits that are trying to cause you to have sickness and depression. Amen. I know that they got sicknesses and depression, but they also got a sadness. And I know these things are happening. but he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, for you are with me. And your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Amen. A rod and a staff made by a shepherd is for two reasons. It's to protect his herd. Staff to stand on and the rod to pull you away. Some of us, amen, see the rod of God, amen, and know that he wants to pull us in his direction, amen, glory to God, but we don't want to take the opportunity to grab onto it. God says, I extend it out there, but I cannot make you grab onto it because you got free will to grab, but yes, you rather stay on the outside of the overflow instead of staying on the inside of it. Amen. Because on the outside, it just looks like it's pretty. Amen. Glory to God. But inside where I'm at, I'm bringing you into green pastures. And yet all of a sudden, you want to hang out there where it seems like it's wonderful at. But yet at the end, you end up hurt and messed up and beat up and put up in the dirt. Amen. Glory to God. But I still keep my staff out for you. I still keep my rod out for you so I can pull you back in.
Amen.
Oh, I want you to know that even in the midst of your problems right now, I'm taking good care of you. Because he said in verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Oh, I'm living in the overflow, meaning that even in the midst of everything else, even when my enemies are trying to attack me, even when the people who are trying to call themselves my friends but actually end up to be my frenemies, amen, glory to God, all those individuals around me, amen, are not going to even be able to pursue and get into me, amen, because God has already put me in a presence of him in the presence of his enemy. He says, I prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, I got all the things that you need, and I'm going to feed you every bit of the word to keep you strong. Mm-hmm. You anoint my head with oil, amen. My cup overflows. I'm filling the overflowing of God because if my cup overflows, that means that you keep pouring it over, God, that all the things that he's blessing me with just overflows upon me. Amen. It is not enough just to fill the cup. Amen. But it overflows in the cup. Amen. That it overflows over. Amen. That it will eke out on the people around me. Amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. When we're living in the overflow, we can feel that the goodness is already saturated in all our areas. Not only are we filled up from the inside, but it's coming out on the outside. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I got a place in security, amen, when I'm living in the overflow.
Amen.
I'm about to blow your mind, I keep hearing the Lord say. The Lord is going to show up and he's going to show out. How many of y'all have been in that area where he showed up and showed out on you? Amen. There's many a times in my life where he does showed up and showed out. Amen. That he has caused some things to happen, that individuals will start to move. And some of us right now are hollering out the name of Jesus because they have no other authority to say, I've got nothing else to say but Jesus, because he has overflowed in their household. He has overflowed in their household. He has overflowed in their land. He has overflowed on their children. He has overflowed in them. And all he's asking for you to do is just believe. See, John, the 6th chapter of John, the 35th verse, says Jesus said this, and he says, I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whosoever believes in me shall not thirst. Oh, you won't be hungry because he's feeding you. You won't be thirsty because he's going to give you. You're living in an overflow when you're in. Oh, you best believe it. I'm going to blow your mind and all these things that are going on. And coming on into you, amen, that he's making sure that you're not hungry. He's making sure that you're not thirsty, and he's doing it not only physically, but he did it spiritually, because you're getting fed in places that you would never thought that you would get fed in, and you're starting to understand in some ways and what you're doing. And once you start reading the word for thyself and starting to get an understanding of what God is doing, amen, glory to God, understand that every time you read that same word, he might change how it's being put upon you. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah, because in each stage of your life, God is moving you a little bit differently. Amen, glory to God. And Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Oh, I want to let you know right now that you have been called, amen. Your phone has been ringing. For some of y'all, your phone has been ringing. You have not picked up. Oh, my God. For some of y'all afraid to pick up. Y'all heard what he was saying, but you didn't want to do something. So you pressed the button that says leave a message, amen. Glory to God. You played the message back, but yet you still don't want to activate. Amen. Glory to God. Well, if you don't want to be in the overflow, where do you want to end up at? Oh, my God, I don't know where you want to be at. Some of us say, I'm in the process of doing something. Well, let your process happen while you're in the overflow. And I bet you it'd be a little bit better than where you're at trying to be at on the outside. Amen. Glory to God. Either you want to be in the cave or in the deluxe apartment in the sky. I don't know where you want to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. To get ready for the overflow, some of y'all might ask you a question, and you might say it to yourself. Are you ready for the overflowing of God? Amen. Glory to God. I'm ready for the overflow. There's a lot of people that says, I'm ready for the overflow. Some people will say right now, I'm ready for the overflow. Somebody is hollering out, Lord, I'm ready for the overflow. And I'm here to, even when you're going through and it seems like nothing is working out right, while I'm talking to somebody right now, remember that the Lord will always remember you. You have to understand that even in the midst of your problems, amen, come on, I'm talking to somebody. Get some love, me get some amen somewhere. Amen. But in the midst of where you are right now, God is talking to you. And he says, I remember you.
Yes.
I remembered you. And because I remembered you, I'm going to put some things into play. Here's some examples, or here's an example. 2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to read verses 1 through 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I got a little bit more. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I'm going to keep you just a little longer because I got to get this out. Now, the wife of one of the sons of the prophet cried to Elijah, your servant, my husband, is dead. Oh, come on now. This is the woman of the man of God, who says, "My servant, your servant has, my husband is dead, and you know that your servant fears the Lord. But the creditors have come to take my two children to be his slaves." And Elijah says to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me. And he says, what do you have in the house? Oh, he already had an understanding, because he already knew that God had sent him in a different direction, but he knew that God was getting ready to do something, but he just wanted to know, let your request be known. Oh, yeah, some of y'all ain't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody right now need their request to be known. And she said, your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil. Then he said, go outside. Oh, I'm going to stop right here for a second, and I'm going to go back to that. When we're in the midst of our problems, the Lord will give you some instructions that you might not want to even hear. Because in the midst of where you're at in your problems, God might tell you to go do something that you didn't want to do. He's been trying to tell some of us that he needs you to do something that you don't want to do. No, I ain't getting in your business. No, but somebody may be telling you, well, you knew to do what you needed to do, but yet you just haven't done it. And I said, I'm not trying to do that just yet. I'm just not ready for that yet. But you don't understand that God has put you on that assignment because he needs to do some things for you. Amen. Here's your example. The woman of God says, I don't have nothing but some jars of oil. I'm paraphrasing, but then I'm going to verse 3. Then he said, go outside, borrow vessels from your neighbors, empty vessels, and not too few, i.e. as bring as many as you can. Borrow them from your neighbors. Do you have any vessels I can have? Amen. Glory to God. Well, I want to borrow them for you. Amen. But I know that Jesus said, they probably said, well, you can have this one. Amen. And then go in, verse 4, and shut the door behind you, and you and your sons pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside. Oh, the instructions is to take that oil that you have and pour it into the other one and set it aside. Glory to God. So when she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, and as she poured, they brought the vessels to her. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me another. And he said unto her, there is not another. Then the oil stopped flowing. The overflow of God knows when and where and how much to give you. But why she was in the overflow, oh, she's at the beginning part of her blessing, amen. Well, that's the part I want to talk to you about just a little bit. That sometimes when we're at the beginning part of our blessings, we think that's the blessing. Is the beginning part of the blessing is the blessing. But not only that, but it's some other things to see forth, to see through. Because she could have just stopped there and started shouting about how the oil was just blessing her and that she have it. But then he says to her, and she came and told the man of God in exactly what happened. She said when there was no more vessels in there, she didn't go out there and just jump up and down. She went and told the man of God, meaning that she went to go and talk to him because she needed what? Further instructions.
Amen.
And he said to her, oh, God, sometimes when you're in the overflow, you still need certain instructions to keep you going in the overflow. And he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. Oh, wait a minute. I want you to pay your creditors and probably pay for the people who you borrowed those jars, those vessels from. And because he already knew how God had blessed her before he even came there, he said the rest of it. And you and your sons can live on the rest. When God gets ready to bless you, he'll give you a great blessing, and then he's going to make it so that it blesses you for your rest of your life if you will allow him to. When you're living in the overflow. Well, I know for some of us, amen, we think that we've been there, that it has not occurred yet, but nobody never said there wasn't any peaks and valleys in the overflow. Mm-hmm. And the Lord will make a way. He's telling you, I'm going to blow your mind. The Bible tells us in Titus 3:7, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You see, my Father will take care of me. He's going to blow my mind. Luke 1:37, For nothing will be impossible with God. Oh, I need somebody to say that. I hope they repeated it right now, but we're going to say it again, and maybe you'll repeat it to yourself. For nothing will be impossible with God. I know that there's somebody right at this moment who is, matter of fact, going through some things, and right now they need to hear just this, that nothing is impossible with God. Or you might have sicknesses in your body and wondering how you're going to get healed. Nothing is impossible with God. You're saying, I got so many problems and so many things going up and so many things going in our direction, and I'm not going in everything, that everything is just going away. But nothing is impossible with God. You see, there's an overflowing abundance in the Lord. See, the Bible tells us in Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt you over. He will exalt over you with loud singing. God wants to celebrate you, and he wants to celebrate the love he has for you, with you. And when you're in celebration with God, you are truly in the overflow. For he says that I have you in the palm of my hand, and nothing can pluck it out. It says that you are under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, it is a place that you're in security with him. When he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, he's letting you know that you already are in the secured area of it. When God has told you that I lay you down in the green pastures, he was letting you know that you were already in the midst of the overflow. But yet, we take the time to want to look at the things that look so glittery and glamoury on one side, but yet we're laying down not in green pastures, but we're laying down with fleas. Oh, I got to give you an understanding that when you start to move in the Lord, you got to be able to move away from some things. That might mean you might have to cut some people off, even though you love them, even though you respect them. They can't hinder you from where you're going. Or you can be friends with everybody, but if it's going to hinder you from where you're going, then I need you to get an understanding that you need to step yourself back. Oh, I want you to get an understanding of what he's saying to you when he says that I'm going to blow your mind. You see, the Lord thy God will overflow on you. He wants to bless you, but we are the ones who don't commit to the Lord all the way. Uh-oh. you putting one foot in and you're taking your left hand out. For some strange reason, you continue to do that hokey pokey thing. You either have to be all the way in or all the way out. I know that there's a scripture, I can't grab it from me from where I'm at right at this moment, about how God will ask you that he wants you to be either hot or cold and not lukewarm. But being lukewarm, he has spewed you out of his mouth. I'm paraphrasing. You have to take a stand on knowing what side of the fence that you're going to stand on. And ladies and gentlemen and people, God, men, women, children, there's a heaven and a hell. What part of it are you going to stand on? It was a long time of our lives, amen, that we were already going to hell. But Jesus came and died for us, that we don't have to go here. But he still gave it to be your choice on what you're going to do. I said this last week, I say it again. For me and my house, I choose to serve the Lord. You see, I'm going to want to be able to commit my ways to God, because I know that if he blowing my mind by showing me all the things that he's going to do with me and around me, I'm going to come and take my seat for a second, but I'm going to leave you with a couple of things. In Exodus, the 23rd chapter, 25th verse, it says this: worship the Lord your God, and his blessings will be on your food and water. It says, I will take away sicknesses from among you, and none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I will give you a full life span. You mean to tell me that the God that serves, that says these things, that is leaving us in the overflow, yet we still choose not to go in that direction? See, if he has parted the seas, raised the dead, closed the mouth of the lion, breathed the breath of life into you, created the world and the universes, and so much more. I have my question to you is, what will he do for you? My next question to you is, what have you done for him? If you desire to live in the overflow, you can't be half in and half out. The Lord has been waiting for you. Last week I told you he stood at the door and knocked. This week I'm telling you that the overflow is right here. All you have to do is make up a choice. Choose you this day who you will serve. Men and women of God, who direction do you want to go? If I'm going to live in the overflow, I got to be able to be all in with the Lord. The Bible already tells us that we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Meaning that if we go and seek him first and do the things that he is desiring for us to do, all the things that we have that's in our background and what we're worried about is going to be already taken care of, and he's going to show you how to do it. No, it isn't magically going to pop up at you. No, you're going to have to work at it. Yes, you're going to have to move at it. Sometimes you might cry, but you might not cry as long as some others. You might not feel sad as long as tomorrow. Because when you put your mind to it and know that God is going to be there and he's going to take care of you, then you already know where you stand. And as I said so before in Zephaniah, that the God says that I'm going to rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. And he will exalt over you with loud singing. Oh, God loves you so much that in every aspect of your life, he's there to be a part of it. Didn't say that you wouldn't feel any of these problems in the overflow. It says that you would know that while you're there, that you know that your God is going to bring you through. And you have to stand on that word. And you have to know that you know that you know. Now, if there's anyone on this line, Facebook, conference line, Zoom, who's in need of knowing Christ Jesus, who said to themselves, thank you, Lord. Who said to themselves, I'm desiring to want to know God for myself. I'm asking you, hallelujah. If you said that I've done all the things that I needed to do and I still haven't got it right, would you come? Would you come? Would you come? It is not too late, amen. No matter how old you are, it's not too late to come and turn thy life over to Christ. I gotta say this because I don't know why, but somebody out there is listening to this and need to understand that sometimes in our lives, amen, we have took the opportunity, thank you, Lord Jesus, to think that what we ask for in God and have not received, and because they asked for it and it didn't come to pass, they got an attitude with God, thinking that there was a relationship that they had. When it says the will of God, it means doing the will of the Lord. And when he's in that place and you're doing things together with him, amen, glory to God, your mind will not be set on your things, but it'll be set on the things of people. And it's still God's call. Oh, I'm desiring, if you desire that, you said, I'm tired of being where I was, and you would desire, I said, I need to be saved. I need to be different. I need to be changed. I spent a long time away from many things and have tried all different things, but yet you're still in the same area. Have you tried God for yourself? And did you try him by yourself? Because it says that all the things connected together availeth much. Oh, I'm asking you that. I'm also asking if those that desire that they fell and they dropped the ball, you know, you're falling off. We haven't seen, don't want to be around. Sometimes the people of God, if somebody has hurt you, caused you not to walk in a certain way, you feel a certain direction. You might have just took an opportunity to take a break, and you've been breaking and breaking and breaking and breaking, and now that it's broken, it's broken away. But if you say to yourself, I'm desiring to know God, and I'm looking him for myself, but I've fallen away, I've dropped the ball, then I'm asking that you will bow your heads and let us pray. Most heavenly and kind Father, I dropped the ball, Lord. I stepped away, Lord. But here I am, Lord. And I repent right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, that you will forgive me for everything that I have done, said, did, thought, or even dreamed. Lord, I'm asking you that you would try me this time. Give me all that I need. Give me all that I am in need of. I ask you that you overflow in all of my areas. And I ask you to have your way. Now, Father, I thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing. And I ask you that you continue to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And for those of y'all, amen, glory to the name of Jesus, who have prayed that prayer, amen, glory to God. I bless each and every one of you, amen, glory to God, because we're desiring, amen, for you to be with us, amen. Glory to the name of Jesus. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. And for those who are desiring a church home, if you're on Facebook, it's 1-302-202-1110. Use conference code 940-792. Amen. If you're desiring, amen, glory to God, to be for a church home, for we will be with you, amen, and be around you, amen, glory to the name of Jesus. That you will overflow in all of their areas and their ways. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we ask you that you move in every direction upon them, Father. Thank them, Father. Thank the ones, Father God, who are in need, Father God. Thank them, Father God, for those who are in their way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what they're doing and how they're doing, Lord. In the name and authority of Jesus. And now, Father, I'm asking you that you will move upon those that are looking for a church home, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. But what I like to always say to you, amen, glory to the name of Jesus, is that for those who are looking for a church home, there's no place I think better than here. But like I say this every Sunday, you should always look and find out what they believe in. If you desire what we believe in, it's on our website, www.wordofthelamb.org. We have a page of what we believe in. I ask you to do this for every single church that you desire to be in, or even the one that you're in right now, so that you know that your beliefs line up with this. Amen. Glory to God. Now, if you have read our material, if you said, I believe and I understand, amen, and you're looking for a church home, the doors of the church are open. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Glory to the name of Jesus. There are some, amen, who have been known to be put on watch, amen. Glory to God. For those of y'all who desire to be put on watch, it happens, amen, that you've been away from your church, but yet your desire that I want to be on watch, amen, meaning that I have not committing, but I want to be able to be there. I'm enjoying the services, and I want to spend some time just being around you, and amen, glory to God. And being on watch just means that you get the day to participate with us, and amen, just do some things, and even and be a part of our services, amen, glory to God. And I have to say that there's been people who have been on watch, amen, who are now members, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. And we desire, amen, glory to God, that, you know, that you always have a church home or a place to be. Amen, glory to God. But if you say, I'm going to be on watch, and we've been on watch for many people. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you desire that, then you can just send us an email at wordofthelamb@outlook.com if you're reading, seeing this on a later time. Or you can say so at 1-302-202-1110, use conference code 940792, and you can say that for on a day. Amen, glory to the name of Jesus. Amen. Or you can send us a thing, a shout out on amen if you're on a conference line, amen, or you're on Zoom, amen, and you just say, hey, you know, I'm desiring to be on watch, or I'm desiring to be saved, or I'm desiring for a church home. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I believe I'm going to ask you, would you come? Would you come? And would you come? I believe I've done everything that God, you have told me to do. I brought for the word that you have brought before me. I pray for those who desire to be prayed for. I ask for those who desire to be saved. I open the doors of the church, Father God. For those who desire to be on watch, Father God, I've done that too. And Lord, I'm asking you, Father God, I've done everything but pray for the people, Father God, which we will do in the future. But before I even let it go, I want to let it be known once again that my Facebook family, Morales and Sister Bridget Stimiller, amen, we are having a meeting to discuss some things. Amen, for next Friday, amen, and everybody who's on our conference line and who is part of our services, amen, please come on and stay on so we can get this together, amen, we can't push this off no longer, amen, so amen, I desire for each and every one of y'all to give us a call at 1-302-202-1110, use conference code 940792, amen, I'm going to do a general prayer for everybody so we can go straight into our meeting. So those that are on Facebook, please call each and every one of you. Amen. Glory to God. I need each and every one of y'all who are on here to call. Amen. Glory to God. And Father God, in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, I ask you that you will look upon all those that are on this line and all those who have heard this word, Father God. Lord, I'm asking you that you would touch those, Father God, who have touched us and talked to us earlier this morning, Father God, and I'm asking that you will pour prayers into them, Father God. Look upon Sister Watts, look upon Sister Green, look upon Sister Jackson, God. Lord, I'm asking you to look upon Sister Outlaw and look upon Brother Thomas, Father God, and to continue to move in their areas, Lord. I'm asking you that you would overflow in all of their ways, Father God, in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for all that you have done and all that you're getting ready to do. Now, Father God, I'm asking that you will move in every area of their lives in Jesus' mighty and humble name. Now, Father, have your way, Father God, in the matchless and mighty name of you, that it will be an overflow like never before. Now, Father God, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're truly absent one from another. I ask that you will continue to overflow in all of their households. For those who desire, Father God, to be with us, Father God, to strengthen them, Father God. And I'm asking you that you will overflow in their way. Now, Father, look upon their children and their grandchildren, their great-grands. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.